Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. We just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to every one of you. I am just so delighted and so grateful and thankful on tonight to be on our radio broadcast. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. We want to call our Bible class to order on tonight, our study of the Word. I'm going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and then we'll go into our study of the Word. We have the last chapter of Revelations, and if we finish in time, we'll go into our dreams and visions. So we're going to have a short devotion. Amen. Amen.
Better days are coming.
Amen, amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that have the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keep its truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoner. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteousness. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God. O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. I have just read you Psalms 146 in its entirety. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Father, we just come just giving you praise and we give you glory on tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight, God. We just give you praise. We give you worship, Lord. And we just lift your name up. We lift you up, Lord. And we lift your name up, Lord, that all men may see, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we first of all, Father, just want to bind the strong man from our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind them up from every member, every person that's under the sound of my voice and the ones that will be up under the sound of my voice. Father, we bind up the strong man tonight. We bind him up. We cast him out. We command him to go. Father, you said it. Whatever we bind on earth is already bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Father, we bind him up right now. And we bind him to the foot of the throne that you may judge him at judgment day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just come just giving you praise. We ask you right now to send your anointing, let your anointing fall on us, God, on tonight, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for your word of study, Lord. We thank you. We ask you to open up our minds and open up our hearts and give us wisdom and knowledge that only you can give us, God. Just teach us tonight. I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and minister to us and teach us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I know nothing of myself, Lord, but just of Christ and him being crucified on the day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that's all I know. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to send your anointing. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise God for everything. We give God praise tonight, and we give him glory on tonight. We thank him tonight, and we give him glory. We got one more chapter in the book of Revelation, and hopefully we can go into our dream book. We in chapter 22, the last chapter, and we're going to go through that because we will be studying Revelation again because it's a whole lot that I missed
and we will learn. So we will study. So we're going to start at chapter 22, which is the last chapter, verses 1 through 5. It says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candles, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." So we're talking about the angel showing John the river. The river flowed from the throne of God and of the Lamb. The river had clear and clean water. The water shined bright as it reflected the light. John called it the water that gives life. In John chapter 4, Jesus spoke to a woman at a well. He spoke about the water that he would give. The water that Jesus gives means eternal life. The water in the river gives that life. The river flows from the throne. God and the Lamb are the source of the river. All life comes from God. He gives eternal life to those who belong to the Lamb. The river flows through the main street. This is the river of life I'm talking about. Where the river flows, it gives life. This is an essential part of the New Jerusalem. God made Adam and Eve, and he put them in the garden called Eden. The tree that gives life was among the trees in the garden. But when Adam sinned, God did not allow him to eat of this tree. Adam could not have eternal life in his sinful state. The tree that gives life would be in the New Jerusalem. It would be on both sides of the river. God's people would eat the fruit of that tree. God has removed their sins. The fruit would be good to eat. John saw that the tree had plenty of fruit. It had 12 kinds of fruit. It had fresh fruit each month. What God provides is always new. He gives to us more than we ever need. The tree shows how generous God is to his people. They will eat, and the fruit will satisfy them. The leaves of the tree were for the health of the nation. So the leaves were like medicine. And this shows that there would be no lack of health. The life to come would be plentiful and perfect. The leaves of the tree help all people to enjoy life. The trouble that sin brought would not still exist anymore. The Lord has taken sin and the effects of sin away from us. Those who refuse his kindness will not be in the new earth. All who are in the city will be the servants of God and the Lamb, the servants of God and the Lamb. God and the Lamb will rule the earth from their throne in the city. God will not allow even Moses to see his face. Nobody can see God and live. But in the New Jerusalem, all will see the face of God. They will know him well. They will know his name, they will live with him, and they will worship him. God's people will have the name of God in their head. The name means the character of God. It is as if each person will reflect the image of God. Each person will reflect the image of God. They will have a perfect character like Jesus. They will see him as he is. There will be no night there because God will be always present. The Lord God provides the light in that place. The new earth will not have days and nights. It will be day all the time. It seems that people will not still need to sleep. Those who live in the New Jerusalem will rule as kings with God. So we're going to read now 6 through 12. But it's an awesome thing. And we ought to be thanking God because we're children of God. And when God judges, we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth to live, a place to live with God. And everything will be perfect. The streets will be made of gold. And they're going to shine like clear glass. It's going to just be awesome. No sickness, no pain, no nothing. No darkness, period. Not where God is. So I just thank and praise God tonight for even just this. I'm just grateful. I'm thankful tonight because God has a place for us. When Jesus left, he said, I'm going to prepare a place. And he preparing it. And it's going to come down. And when it's going to come down. What is this? And when it come down, you know what? I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I don't care what that was. I don't care. I bind you up. I cast you out of here. I plead the blood of Jesus against you every time. It's always something. Every time. I plead the blood of Jesus against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read from the 6th to the 12th, the 13th verse. Ain't nobody scared of no witch. I ain't. You better go to hell where you come from, where you're going, if you don't repent. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keep the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the foot of the angel, which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So at that, John had seen, what he had seen was genuine. It was genuine. And he had heard the word of God. Therefore, this prophecy is true. And we must believe it. God had shown things that will happen soon to John. and these things will definitely happen. It is God who speaks by his spirit through the prophet. He sent his angel to show these things to John. The Lord told John to write them in this book. The Lord does not say when these things will happen. I believe that, you know, everything after chapter 4 is still in the future. But I'll say we in chapter 6, 8. We are living in the times of the first three chapters. And I... What's this? Anyway, when these future events start, they will be quick. The final period will be just 7 years. Most of the action will be in the last 3.5 years. Then will come the 1,000 years when Christ will rule on this earth. Then the Lord Jesus spoke to John. Jesus said that he was coming soon. He will come to rescue his church. We do not know when he will come. He could come at any time. When Jesus comes, it would be sudden. The church must always be ready for the Lord to come. The Lord has given us the prophecy in this book, and he gave it not only for us to know about the future. Also, he wanted us to live now by what the Lord says. The future must affect how we live now. We must obey the prophecy in this book. God will bless those who obey him. In the end, those who trust Christ will be safe. Their troubles will only last for a short time. Then the Lord Jesus will take them to live with him always. They will enjoy all that God gives in the new. John declares that this was real. He actually heard and he actually saw these things. He did not imagine this prophecy. It came from the Lord and not from John himself. The Lord had sent an angel to him. The angel showed him all that he wrote in the book. John's reaction was to fall down at his feet of the angel. John wanted to worship the angel, but the angel told him not to do that. John and the other prophets are just servants of God. Angels also serve God. We must not worship angels. We must worship God. And we must only worship him. Daniel had to close the words of the scroll. He had to seal them until the time of the end. But what John saw, he must keep open. What John saw, nothing in the book is secret. The Lord intends us to read it. He wants us to understand what these things mean. Since the death of Christ, we are living in the last age. Christ may return at any time. The future event in this book will happen at the end of this age. We cannot know how soon this will be. This will come at a time when it is too late to change. We should believe what this prophecy says. If not, God has nothing else to say. The person who does wrong will not change. The evil person will still be evil. But now it is not too late. There is yet the opportunity to turn to Christ. People should repent while there is still time. For those who do believe this prophecy, it is good news. They should continue to do the good things that they are already doing. Those who trust in the Lord must continue to be holy. Again, Jesus says that he is coming soon. When he comes, he will be the judge. He will test all that people have done. He will punish those who have done evil things. He will reward those who serve him. Jesus was there before God created all things. He will be there after the old earth and heaven have gone. He is always the same. He is one with God. He is God. The A and the Z means the same as in Revelations 1 and 8. So we have to know. Now, to me, we're in later in Revelation, but we have to live just like it's right at the door, because we don't know when Jesus is coming back. But enough things have passed for him to come back. Now, he said when you, he gave us signs. He said when you see wars and rumors of wars, know that I'm near. When you can't tell the seasons from the seasons, know that I'm near. We have to know this. It's in the Word of God. He gave us signs. Those are signs. When we see, when we can't tell when it's in the summertime or in the wintertime, and when we see wars and rumors of wars like going on now, China against the United States and Russia against the Arabs and just all kind of stuff going on, know that he's near. We have to live like it's happening, like he's just right here. Because he said the ones that's doing evil still do evil. The ones that's doing good, you still doing good. He said don't change because I'm here, because I got to judge you just for what you've done. So we got to live holy as possible as we can, so we can get into the kingdom of God, you know, so we can live with God. Verses 14 says through, I'm going to read verses 14 through 19. God will bless those who obey him. They're like people. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, a liar. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the bride says, come. And let him that hear it say, come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto thee these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if, now I'm going to read that again. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, if you add to this word here, God shall, I shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. The Old Testament priests had to wear clean clothes when they served in the temple. This showed that they were holy, and it showed that they had made themselves ready for their special work for God. In the New Testament, all real Christians are called priests. We must be holy. We must be ready for Jesus' return. So the clean clothes really means that we need to live holy lives. But we cannot make ourselves holy by our own effort. Only Jesus' death makes us holy. It is as if the blood of Jesus has washed our clothes clean. But only those who have accepted Christ and so their lives will receive the benefits of this book. Those who have accepted Christ have the right to eat from the tree of life. This means that they will have eternal life. They will go through the gates of the New Jerusalem. They will live with God and with the Lamb. those who did not accept Christ into their lives will not come into the city. They have not asked Jesus to take away their sins by his death. So their sins is still with them. They will die the second death when God acts at their judgment. John gives a list of those who cannot enter the city. There are those who do evil things. They are those who worship false gods, those who do magic by the power of evil spirits. This is not describing technicals and shows that that use only human skills, and there are all of those who sin. These people have not asked the Lord to forgive their sins, and the Lord have not forgiven them. The angel who showed John this prophecy came from Jesus. The prophecy is a message to the churches from the Lord. The message was for those churches to whom John wrote, but it is also a message for the churches of all ages. It is a message for the church today. God promised to send Jesus long before he was born. He came from the family of David in Isaiah 11:1-10. Balaam saw a star come out of Judah. The star that he saw meant a ruler of Israel. Originally, this star meant King David, but David's special descendant would be much greater, like a much brighter star. Jesus is the special descendant of King David. The morning star is a star that only appears at dawn. When we see it, the night is ending. With this star, there comes a new day. So the star is like a definite promise that the day is coming. Jesus will come at the end of this age. And when he comes, he will bring in the new age. The Holy Spirit and the bride invite people to come. The bride means the church. The Holy Spirit works church to bring people to Christ. Christ offers eternal life to all who will come to him. Those who really want it can come. They can receive it. It is free. It is the gift of God. Nobody can work for or earn eternal life. Now, all can receive it by faith in the Lord Jesus, but when Jesus comes, it will be too late. We must not add to this prophecy. We must not take anything away from it. John has written in the book what the Lord told him to write. We must not try to change what God has said. God will punish those who add to it, and he will punish those who take away from it. Now, in these verses, if we don't accept Christ, and if we haven't accepted Christ, we're going to be judged. We're going to be judged, and we have to know who Jesus is. He's our Savior. We have to, if you sin, you know, because ain't nobody perfect now. But if you sin, that's why I tell y'all and me, we have to repent as much as possible. Because if you forget to repent, and he comes, and you ain't repenting, your sin's going to go right with you, and you're going to experience the second death. So you got to repent all the time. Remember to repent. I repent when I can't think of what I did, but I still repent. I don't want to hear it. I know I didn't. The word of God says, if you say you didn't sin, you're a liar, and the truth ain't in you. We sin all the time. We don't know how. We think we're doing what's right. We can think off a little bit or just different little ways of sin. And if you do that, you got to repent. Don't forget to repent. Repent. When you can't do nothing else, repent. If you raise your voice, repent. If you call somebody fat, repent. You know, you got to repent from this stuff. It means something. It wouldn't be in the word of God if it didn't. We have to repent. He said, because if you don't repent, that sin is still with you, and he's going to judge you for sin. The last two verses, it says, Jesus said that these things are true. He said, yes, I am coming soon. It is true. Come, Lord Jesus. I ask the Lord Jesus to be very kind and good to you all. Amen. Jesus tells us again that he is coming soon. John answers this. He desires for the Lord to come. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And John expects to see the Lord come. This is the attitude that we should have. We should desire him to come. We should live as though we expect him to come. This is the main message of this book. Jesus is coming, and we should be ready for him. John asked the Lord to bless those who read this book of prophecy. They all depend on God's gift of life. And believe me, that's how we should think. We should want God to come. All this hell we didn't went through, we should want God to come. Because when he comes, we're going to have a new life. We're going to have everything going to be new. We're going to be living with little God up under him. We're going to be living the life. You know, always just perfect. Everything is good. Everything is fine. I just thank and praise God. And this is a promise that God made to us. He said everything he said is true. He said, I am coming soon. He said, it is true. And John said, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, because he had seen all this stuff. A lot of this stuff, John thought he was dreaming or he didn't know what was going on. But he knew he wanted Jesus to come, and we all should want that. We all should be expecting God to come at any moment. When I heard loud noises, I'd be saying, Lord, is that you? When all those bishops died, all those 33 bishops died back here 3-4 months ago, I thought, you know, we was being caught up in the air. I was saying, Lord, I hope you didn't leave me here. You know, because enough has happened for him to come, for him to show up. And wars and rumors of wars is just all over the place. So, you know, I'm looking any time for him. It's the weather. You can't tell what's coming. This coming, that coming. It's just flooding everywhere. On the other side of the country, it's burning up. You know, everything is lining up with this word of God. So we have to know that God is, everything he said is coming. Everything he said. And the bride says, come, the bride is the church. Come on. Come on. So I just thank and praise God for the book of Revelation. I thank and praise God. We will study this book again because there's a lot of stuff that I missed, a lot of stuff that I didn't explain. But I'll be ready to get it because them seven hills, we didn't get a chance to really talk about them, and each one of them have a name. And I got the names of them, but I didn't want to go back. The Lord didn't want me to turn back because I'm going to have to do this again. We're going to have to study this book again. So I thank and praise God for that. We're going to go into the understanding the dreams and visions. You know, a lot of times dreams is God just talking to you. He's communicating with you through dreams. Mostly the dreams that you have are for you. Most of them are for you. And, you know, I feel like they are, to me, I'm just telling you because they're almost like parables, but they symbols. And they symbolize things, and he's showing you things and communicating. Sometimes it's not a whole dream, it's a half of a dream, and he's trying to get something across to you. He's trying to get a point, and then you have good dreams, and you have bad dreams. All dreams are not from God. Now, that's what I say. That's what I say because sometimes you have bad dreams. You know, or maybe God be trying to show you about these dreams. You know, you may dream of something because maybe last week I dreamed of Iron Man summer, like one of those toys that the kids have, and they come on TV, those with Transformers. That's what I'm talking about. I dreamed of a Transformer was chasing me. I'm like, one of but you know, enemy, but trying to scare me, and I ain't scared. They better try to make it like they're a Transformer, because I ain't scared of no witch and no nothing like that. And he was chasing me. And I'm like, what am I doing running from this thing? It ain't nothing but a Transformer. It's a car, automobile or something. That's how I looked at it. But I knew it was a message in there for me. You know, so I just felt like the enemy was trying to bother me and stuff. And so I just, before I go to bed at night now, and then too, but now specifically every night, I ask God to send angels around my bed to protect me and while I'm asleep, because, you know, the enemy don't fight fair. He'll wait till you go to sleep and try to attack you in your dreams. He'll attack you not even in your dreams. He'll attack you right here. So, you know, they're real. So you have to pray prayers before you go to sleep that the Lord will cover you in the blood of Jesus while you slumber and sleep. And I thank God for that. But we're going to be, I'm just going to go through just a little of this, because I really shouldn't even start it, but I'm just going to talk a little bit on it, and then we're going to wait until Thursday night, and we're going to really have a good time. Let me see. Some people, they say they never dream. And some people say they never pay attention to their dreams. They just say it's nonsense. They don't believe in it. They, you know, some people just think dreams come from too much eating or eating odd and crazy foods. But other people seem to think, you know, that dreams are valuable insights from meditating, you know. Some people think that, you know, God be trying to guide you and show you things. And I know he does. The Bible gives us a direct answer to those questions. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your old men shall dream dreams. That's in Acts chapter 2, verse 11. That's God's promise. And by the way, one does not have to be an old man to dream. Young men and women dream too. And God is talking about our old man as our carnal nature. He's not discriminating, pouring out his spirit upon young and old alike. He uses dreams to encourage his children and to direct them in their walk with him. And he uses them to warn sinners to repent. The scriptures contain a lot of dreams. If they were removed, a large portion of the Bible would be missing, because all through the Bible, it talks about different ones having dreams. And we don't pay attention to that, but we should, because I read right through them. You know, I read right through them dreams and stuff. But a lot of dreams in the Bible. And so that lets you know that they mean something. They mean something. We're going to go over a few of them. We'll be going over a few of them. Everybody has the ability to dream. Because God, it's like he be guiding us. We don't pay attention, because a lot of times, like even just this week, it's like when I get tired. See, when God try to communicate with us, we too busy to listen. So we busy all the time. So when you get tired, so tired that you can't control your thinking, then he takes over your mind. And when he takes over, he just be trying to show you stuff, but he have to wait till you get tired in order for him to speak to you. So you can be still enough so he can speak to you. He'll speak to you through the dream. So that's what he does to me. I know. He waits till I get really tired. Like the other night, I had took a piece of allergy pill. I wasn't so much tired as I, yes, I was, but I wanted to make sure I rested. So I had a little headache, so I took a little piece. But as soon as I did, I still could see. But I was saying, why are you showing me this now? You know I done took this medicine. But he don't, he gonna tell you, you just be still and look. And he just caught my attention, looked like they was on a big old screen, like at a drive-in. And I know I saw the words God and sent. And when I saw God, it fell. Then I saw sent, it fell. And it looked like they was on a conveyor belt. I was like, Lord, have mercy. I was like, Ed, you see this? He said, I don't see nothing. And before, I was just looking up in the corner and saw a box with the number 4 in it. I said, and I was tired and talking to Ed while he's getting ready to come to bed. And I looked over in the corner, it was a 4. I'm like, okay, God, am I seeing things? What's going on? But I was right on the sleep. And I can't tell you what happened after that. So we have to pay attention to things that we see when we're. And sometimes when you can meditate, and I don't know if you all meditate, but you should. And I ain't talking about no crazy kind of meditating stuff. I'm just talking about when you meditate, you think on God and the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for you. And, you know, you just meditate on the word of God. You meditate on things of God, on the things of God. And God will show you all kind of stuff. I meditate. I pray. I meditate. You know, I pray in my prayer language, and I meditate. And he'll show you visions of things. He'll show you why you woke, because I seen, like I was saying, I was telling my husband the other day, Apostle Dennis, I said I seen something like a speed racer, and he had on a red speed racer suit. It was trimmed and green. I was like, what? But the color, see, we're going to go through all that because the color's got to mean something. It got to mean something. And while he was showing me, this is the second kind of like cartoon thing he showed me. So I'm really want to get into it deep because I want to know what those dreams mean or visions, because I wasn't asleep with maybe 3 of them. I wasn't asleep. But this just in the last 3-4 days, I've dreamed those. But because I go to sleep so quick, I'm asleep at 10:30, I'm back up at 3:30. So I don't sleep long because I have to pray when the Lord wakes me up to pray. So I don't worry about it. I can sleep anytime. I more rather pray than to sleep anytime. I don't really care about sleeping. I rather talk to the Lord and let him talk to me. But when I do sleep or get ready to go to sleep, I see things. I see stuff. Like this morning, I was praying. I heard them witches. They was telling me to be quiet. Shut up. Be quiet. I just kept praying. See, when you get there, that right there where God wants you at, you know. But you can't be afraid. God don't give us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. But Let me go through a little more, and then we're just going to quick tell dreams. Let me see. Everybody have the ability to dream. So no one should be without God's personal guidance. God has used dreams to communicate with his people from the beginning. He doesn't change. So he has not changed, and he will not change. He speaks to us through dreams. Dreams are only one of the many ways that he speaks. They are certainly a legitimate source of divine information and knowledge. Dreams are conclusive. Everyone has them, but they're like the morning fog. They quickly evaporate. And so if we don't want them to make them, or can't remember them, I just say that if we don't do something, you won't remember them, because I know it's many of them times I've dreamed and I couldn't remember. And I can remember some of it, but I can't remember it all. So by the time I get up after praying and go back to bed and get up and get some coffee, I'll just be thinking, I think I was dreaming last night. And that's how it is. But we have to try, and when we dream, I think the best thing for us to do is to write it down. If we can, as soon as we wake up, as soon as, I would say, write it down. I got a dream book that I write in sometimes. Other times, I very seldom remember. A lot of times when I get up, like I said, I get up and I go pray. And then I go back and give me another hour or two. And when I get up then, it's like, did I dream something, or did I pray something? Did I see something in a vision? But we're going to talk about dreams and visions, because we all have them. You can be sitting on the couch and lay your head back and something pop in it. Lay your head back and think of something. And it's like a vision, because you're not asleep and God's showing you stuff. This is what we need to have: a dream notebook or a dream journal or a vision journal, dream and vision journal, where we can write this stuff down. And then once we get through with our studying this dream guide, it's got all kind of symbols that we should know about. And we're going to study all kind of symbols: colors, numbers, communication, the location, what else? What was in the dream, whether it was animals and cars and houses, all of that makes a difference. All of that makes a difference. So we need to know what each one of those means, all of that means. I could go in my prophetic dictionary and look up a lot of stuff, but we need to know what it symbolizes for dreams. And I got a whole lot of stuff on dreams. I got a lot of things on dreams. So we're going to go through this. It may take us a while, but I think it's worth going through. I think it's worth learning about how to interpret dreams and visions. I think that, I would love, to go through it a lot more, because I like to help people. I studied at one time, we're getting ready to get out, I studied one time about sickness and disease, and I have a lot of information on if you have a bad heart like I got, what causes that? And what can heal that? And if you have diabetes or high blood pressure, what that come from? I got those things. you know, like you ministering to heal people, or you prophesying to somebody, and you pick up that they have high blood pressure, and you can tell them, well, this comes from this, or this comes from fear, or this comes from that. I got those things. We should know those things. So when somebody said, well, girl, I had a migraine last night, or I had my blood not circulating right, or you could at least tell them what you've learned through the Word of God, because it is from the Word of God. And these are the kind of things that I like to teach on. I like to teach on the Word of God. But everything that I say is a scripture behind it. Believe me, it's from the Word of God, like these dreams, how Joseph dreamed and Job dreamed and Moses dreamed and David dreamed. We have to go through all of those so you'll know God, he's not a respecter of persons. He don't change. He didn't change then and he ain't changed now. So I'm not going to hold y'all much longer. I just thank and praise God that we went through the book of Revelations and we got a lot. We're going to go back through it again, but at least we got a lot done. I thank God for that. I just thank God for it. So we're getting ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. I ask you to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Bless those that should be up under the sound of my voice. I ask you to bless every member of the Entire Men and Women of War Global Ministry, Life Support Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry, Lord. I ask you to keep them all covered in their families, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them. Lord, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for allowing us to read the book of Revelations. I thank you for the blessings that you're going to send to us for reading and studying the book of Revelation. Now, Lord, we just thank you for the dreams and visions that we're getting ready to learn from. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. You all have a blessed night. And if you need me, contact me. I love y'all. And God love you too. Have a good night.